Yeah, I was using a ChatGPT. It promises me that it's possible to use a Raspberry Pi installing a DV switch, something else, I forgot the name too, and there's a radio audio software that you install, and it sends the audio over Wi-Fi, like through a router or something, between your computer and your radio, and you can control the radio directly with the Raspberry Pi, but then it funnels the audio through that software bridge, and I was working on it, but I got sidetracked and sitting over there collecting dust, but the goal is to have the ability to control my radio and do FTA with me being outside.
That'd be interesting. But again, my thing with a Raspberry Pi is being able to run. I want to see how low I can get. I want to keep it all in one small package. How low current I can draw, I can get with that Hermes light too. I don't know if you can, if there's a version of Thetis you can run on it, but I'll tell you the filters on that thing are phenomenal. If I can get that thing down to a small footprint, something I can relatively easily pack up, tear down and put back together, and you know, but I'm not going to be able to do it with that big amplifier I want to build. That's going to be my home unit, I think, with that 48 volts. But a smaller wattage, 50 or 100 watts, I think I'd be all right with a build something with 12 volts and just use that. I don't know. Anyways, hey, I got to bail out of here. I've got to get some boxes. Some nucleus boxes ready for these hives for tomorrow. When I get into these bees, I don't want to be short-handed and digging for stuff. I'm doing a scramble tomorrow morning.